Cover microphones. You will call this joint Plan Commission Village Board meeting to order. This will be followed by the Plan Commission meeting. It is Monday, November 25th, 2013. It is about 5:33. Call to order, roll call. We'll start with the Village Trustees. Tracy, have you heard from any of the trustees or you have not? Okay. Trustee Green?
Here.
Trustee Genrich?
Here.
And we'll hold off on the rest because they are not here at this time. For the Plan Commission, we had Adam Perillo is excused. Trustee Darch? Copenroo?
Here.
Hansen?
Here.
Rope?
Here.
Retzloff?
Here.
Clausen, has anyone heard? Encolada, present. With that, we'll move to agenda topic 2, modify, adopt agenda. Any changes? I'd accept a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Retzloff, is there a second?
I'll second.
Rope, any discussion? All in favor, approve by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Moving on to agenda topic 3, public hearing to consider adoption of updated comprehensive plan. Tracy, is there anything you'd like to open with for this?
For the public hearing, no, if there's any information that you would like us to add, we'll do that under number 4. So if you would just like to see if there's any public input and that needs to be asked two times.
Okay. And just some background for the record, the draft comprehensive plan update consists of written text, graphics, and maps. The specific elements of the plan include issues and opportunities, land use, transportation, economic development, housing, community facilities and utilities, natural, cultural, and agricultural resources, intergovernmental cooperation, and implementation. And the Plan Commission, along with the Village Board, did allow an opportunity for a open house on Tuesday, November 12th from 5 to 7. We had more Village Board / Plan Commission / Village staff attendance than public, but we did have a few people attend, and we did receive one written comment from that. And the updated comprehensive plan was available at the Village Hall during the comment period, which began on October 21st until today, and it was also available on the Village website. So I will be asking three times, does anyone have any comments regarding the updated comprehensive plan? I will say a second time, does anyone have any comments regarding the comprehensive plan update for the Village of Alloway? I will say one last time, a third time, does anyone have any additional comments for the comprehensive plan update?
I'm not sure if this is the right time to put this in the minutes, but I just want to thank all of you for your hard work in doing that. That document dated to 2004, as I recall, and this has been an update that took a lot of hard work and a lot of time and a lot of effort, and I just want to say thank you to the Plan Commission and Village staff that were involved in all of that work. It was job well done.
Thank you. And if there's no other comments, I would take a motion to close the public hearing. That can either come from the Plan Commission or the Village Board.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
By Hansen. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Retzloff. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. All in favor to close the public hearing, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Now we move on to agenda topic 4, and that's dealing with adoption of resolution 2013-17 recommending adoption of the updated comprehensive plan update. Is there any comments that either the Village Board or the Plan Commission has or questions regarding the comprehensive plan update? Trustee Green.
Did a fantastic job on changing that language to make it fit our village.
which I just really appreciate, and that it's contained in there, because I know a lot of residents have bought their houses here in Alloway because they can easily get to commercial and residential, and the two meld very well together. And I really think we need to continue as we progress as a village, melding commercial that fits within our village and doing it well. And you guys did a great job with that, everybody involved. So thank you.
Well, I guess we should throw it back as a planning commission to say it's helpful to have the support of the village board. I know, Trustee Genrich, you were involved with the comprehensive plan and the Village of Alloway Planning Commission longer than many of us here. So I think it's helpful from our perspective that when we know that there's a board that supports the changes and understands that the comprehensive plan update is a living document that changes, it makes our job easier as volunteers. Is there any other comments from the planning commission? Or the village board?
Are you required to read the resolution?
Am I required to read the resolution, Tracy?
You certainly can. I don't know if there's anything from the staff that you want us to go over. We did put three documents at everybody's counter in regard to the comprehensive plan, and if you would like us to check on them, we can do that. Or if you are comfortable with what's there, you do not have to do that.
Any preferences? Any comments or questions from the Plan Commission or the...
I have one question is regarding the comment that was received. How does that get addressed or incorporated into the process?
Tracy, can you share what the comment was, please?
We all have it.
Okay.
The one comment that we did receive was that we could use a dog park in the village that way. So if you would like to incorporate that into the comprehensive plan, we could certainly put that in. I would think it would fit in the section with all the park facilities in there. That could, something like that could be added into the comprehensive plan.
I think adding it in as a suggestion under the park section. Summary of recommendations, possibly. Would be appropriate. I'm looking. I don't have, all of mine have edits, so I think the page numbers aren't going to be accurate.
So does the Plan Commission agree with that?
Well, yeah, I think our plan is has an fairly open framework, such that a facility like this could be developed as it stands. You know, we could just without referring to the specific section in the plan, I think we could add it somewhere in there, but.
Tracy, I'm not as familiar with the outdoor recreation plan. I'm assuming the village has a plan that Brad or others and staff would be aware of. It might even be included in that already.
You know, I know Brad has said they worked with the Village of Bellevue to jointly place a dog park in the past, and it is something that I believe is in their comprehensive plan. But I have to check. I mean, if you'd like it in, we can certainly look at the town plan and see where we think it would fit and put it in an appropriate spot in the plan, and then when it goes on to the village board for final approval, it would be in there. You could do that as well.
It just seems like we've asked for comments and then to just say, yep, these are the comments we got, and then leave it at that seems like it's not fully addressing the, I guess, request for comments.
So is that clear? It sounds like everyone's in agreement. I don't know if we need a formal motion on that. We can do that after I read what the resolution is to update, recommending to the Village Board adoption of the 2013 Village of Alloway Comprehensive Plan Update. Basically, the resolution goes, whereas the Village of Alloway Planning Commission has developed the 2013 Village of Alloway Comprehensive Plan Update to guide and coordinate decisions and development within the village, and whereas the Comprehensive Plan was updated by the Village of Alloway Planning Commission in accordance with Wisconsin Comprehensive Planning Law Wisconsin Statute 66.10001, and whereas several public meetings were held to obtain public input during the development of the comprehensive plan, and these meetings included monthly plan commission meetings, an open house meeting on November 12, 2013, and a public hearing which was held tonight on November 25, 2013. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Village of Alloway Planning Commission recommends to the Alloway Village Board the adoption of the updated Village of Alloway Comprehensive Plan. And pending the one comment change that we have, and after we vote on this, I would sign this resolution and we'd forward this on to the Village Board. So, I would say we're at a point of a motion. And if somebody feels that we should add the dog park comment, I think we should add it in as appropriate now, and then we'll take a vote on it and send it on to the Village Board.
I think there's a question.
We technically close that portion, but if you're running a little bit late, we would, if you made the effort to come, we would take a comment, or some comments if you have some. Please come up to the microphone, though, and say your name and address. Even though we know who you are, for the record.
Sorry, I had to stop and make copies for you guys. I'm Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oak Avenue. I'm the Historic Alloway Society, and we've been studying the history of Alloway with regards to the various subdivisions and parent parcels for the last 5 years. And I just wanted to make sure that our perspective on the traditional neighborhood design goes into the plan. And what I did have for you here was 120 years ago, the last major renovation, or the first major renovation to the plan for Alloway was done by the Alloway Land Improvement Company, and they had planned on making the town of Alloway into a city, which they originally planned on having an industrial site at the reformatory. It was going to be a bicycle and windmill factory. They had 1,200 lots planted out, and today we still have Green Avenue, but that was one of the major major movers and shakers in 1893. So the city of De Pere actually did write up something very nice on it, so I have a copy of that for you, but that was done in 1893. And what I did was I just wanted to go into the record that when we're talking about traditional neighborhood design, Alloway was the very, very, very first American settlement between the Rocky Mountains and Lake Michigan. So it doesn't get any more traditional than Alloway. We had the first post office between Lake Michigan and the Rocky Mountains. We had the first federal courthouse. We had the first stores. At one point, Alloway was three times larger than the city of Chicago because we had three stores and they only had one. So I do have the original maps from the 1820s showing the original location of downtown Alloway. And a lot of people think that we're just a suburb, but we were a metropolis at one point, and we got split into one part of our community became Green Bay, the other part became De Pere. So we have a tremendous history on traditional neighborhood design. Everybody used to walk to town, and that's very important to us. In 1893, they had invented something called electricity, and we had the trolley cars running, were installed to make our town a city. And Webster Avenue currently has medians, beautiful boulevard that's maintained by our Alloway Beautification Committee. And the reason that we have a boulevard there was because on one side of the boulevard was the trolley, and on the other side was the road to take care of this new thing called automobiles. So we have this tremendous design. And part of the one of the things that happened with the trolley design in the design of our suburb was we ended up with nodes at different points along the trolley stops. So we had one node by Schrader's Flowers, we have another node by Alloway School, which is now CVS, and another node down past the reformatory. So our community developed along a very traditional pattern for a trolley suburb instead of a central city. So that's very important. And I did, when we first started this 5 years ago, I did get the zoning map, and I had the county turn on the layers that indicated our original farmland, which was the what's called the private claims, and that's what those large numbers are. And those are available to everybody on site, and you can find those on the county websites today. So our original farmers eventually subdivided their land, and they consolidated it, and we got a tremendous, we became the best suburb in the Green Bay area. And I just wanted to share this with you, and I just wanted to make sure that we understood when we look at our historic surveys and everything else that goes along with that, that we know that we developed along a trolley car line in our transportation corridor, and we have the nodes in different parts of our city, and that's why we don't have a central business district. But I, you know, the traditional neighborhood design is fabulous. Elway is fabulous, but it's good to know where we came from. Okay, and I do have copies of the 1893 description, and thanks to the Pure Historical Society for writing it up.
Thank you for your comments. Now, some of that information, I don't know if it's that level of detail in the comprehensive plan, but there should be some in the historical.
It was deleted. They didn't want, we were told, the Elway Historical Society was told that we weren't allowed to give these types of stories, and that they only wanted to talk about existing structures. So we pushed hard to have the trolley story put in, and the contractor just didn't like it. So that's why I'm here tonight.
The document that Jim's referring to is not this document. This is the comprehensive plan. The document he's referring to is the intensive survey, correct?
Which is included by reference, and there's a section in there on the historic survey on the certification.
So we have one additional comment, and I don't know if the conference of plan is the place. I mean, the history and knowing where you've been to develop for where you're going in the future is important, but sometimes I think maybe side documentation, like the Planning Commission, we have a update, an annual report, what we do, that wouldn't go in the conference of plan. It's a side document. And we had a meeting last year, and we're going to plan a meeting this year with the historical committee chair. And so we have opportunities to work together, but what does the Planning Commission think, or the Village Board representatives? Is it appropriate to put the history in the comprehensive plan? I mean, it could be an appendix and an update, or we could wait. Trustee Green.
I think it's definitely appropriate to put the history in there, because otherwise I think people reading the plan only see where it's headed, not where it's come from. And it's important to understand where you're going, you might not understand where you're going. So I think there's definitely some utility in putting it in there. How that gets in there, you know, that can be adopted, but either a section or appendices to it. But I think it's important that we put it in.
The easiest way that I see it is to just identify the nodes. And I just talked about Webster Avenue, but there were two nodes on the river that were also very important to our TIF district. That would be the Brewery District, which is now the Schenck Building, and then the Shipyard District, which is now owned by the Schneider family. And then we have the Schrader's Flower District and the school district, which would be where CVS is now. So we had a couple different nodes that everybody would walk to, and just by mentioning the nodes, that it will at least clue people into maybe take a look and dig a little bit deeper. But just by mentioning the different nodes, business nodes, that would be enough.
So now we'll return back to no additional comments from the public. Planning Commission, Village Board, I guess the way I see it is maybe we don't necessarily, we just direct staff to work with Jim or the Historic Committee and come up with either an appendix, or we won't say how to do it, how to document it, but come up with what works for Village staff and then present that to the Village Board for their review.
Okay.
Now, we do have a, in Chapter 7, the title of the chapter is Natural, Cultural, and Agricultural Resources. And so it seems that that would be the appropriate place to include historical information. We do have a section on historic buildings, archaeological resources, community identity and design. But I would think we'd want to, if there were, it seems like what Alway could use is an official history, that it's something that the Historic Preservation Commission might take on to develop and then recommend for the next update. So.
So how do we want to handle this from now? I mean, there's two paths that have been suggested. One is trying to incorporate something now into the update, or having it hold off and have the Historic Preservation Committee work on that for the next update of the comprehensive plan.
Tracy, is there a provision for an addendum to a comprehensive plan or an amendment?
You know, I would think we could do an addendum to the comprehensive plan and add that in.
Okay. I think that would be the, because I don't think we can just drop it in this form tonight. And it needs to be properly researched and appropriate.
I think maybe sending it to the Historic Preservation Committee and Barb is the chair of it, if it's not there, so we can send it back to them and then have them take a look at it and decide which route they would like to go and get a document together that they feel comfortable with and could be added as an addendum or noted in here in some manner in the historical section that, you know, just that's out there or handle it that way.
And work with the Historic Society because they do most of the research that the Historic
right.
Preservation hasn't really been doing yet.
Right, yeah, because the Historic Preservation Committee is more looking at buildings and
saving
know,
what we have.
Right.
Now,
the Historic Society obviously does history and that end of it, so they would do that end and work with them to come up with something. So I think that would be a good way to do it. I would hate to see this all held up. Until that was done, because I think that's going to take some time to get done and be acceptable to both committees and the village board and everybody else. So,
yeah, I definitely think it should be helpful.
Yeah.
How it gets in there, as it develops, but
yeah, I think you can put a fairly simple synopsis of Mr. Orr's comments and then a reference mm-hmm. to the much larger documents and history that someone could research if they wanted to, with just a little synopsis in there as an addendum.
So I've heard two major comments. One is mention of the dog park, and then the second thing is just maybe not including it in this comprehensive plan update, but referring it to the appropriate village committees to work on basically an Alloway history that could maybe be added to the comprehensive plan in the future. If I understand that correctly, to keep this moving, I'd be open to a motion of the something that, yes.
Okay, just so we're in order here. You read the resolution.
Correct.
Right? Was there a second to that? If not, I will make a second.
Well, technically, this would be, that resolution would also have the two changes, or the one change
to it.
Well,
then we would need to amend this resolution.
So we have not done a call for, so then I would accept a motion on the...
To amend the resolution, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I propose we amend the resolution to add the single public comment into the parks chapter and to consider an amendment or an addendum to the comprehensive plan addressing the history of Alloway and its unique position as such an early settlement in the nation.
Is that an addendum or referring it to other committees to review?
I think we would refer, well, we would have to refer it to, recommend it to the board that they assign that to one of the committees.
Sherry, is that clear?
It's on the recorder.
Okay, excellent. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I heard down here, Howard. Is there any further discussion? Any questions? Is the motion clear? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion carries. And Tracy, that'll go to the village board on December 3rd?
December 3rd, the next village board meeting will go to them for their final approval and adoption of an ordinance in regards to that.
Okay. And then agenda topic 5 is adjournment of this public hearing. I'd accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
By Retzloff, is there a second?
I'll second.
Second, Coppenord. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you to the two village board members for attending. And we will wait at 6 o'clock. We'll start the plan commission meeting for this evening.
Is it the first one?